News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Starting this morning at 8 o'clock, same-sex couples can get marriage licenses in Marathon County. The county clerk, Nan Kotke, says it's only fair to begin issuing the licenses, especially now that the state has started to process them.
It's fairness to the rest of the same-sex couples that are receiving from other counties that are issuing them.
There are now more than 50 counties in Wisconsin that are issuing same-sex marriage licenses. We told you in these newscasts yesterday morning that the state's vital records office was not processing those marriage licenses. Instead, they were just holding them. That apparently changed yesterday afternoon, and now they are being processed. More from Capitol correspondent Bob Haig.
Earlier this week, clerks in some 50 counties were processing applications from same-sex couples following last week's decision overturning the state's constitutional prohibition on same-sex unions. The state vital records office said those licenses were not being registered, but a spokeswoman for the Department of Health Services said this week that the office is processing the licenses. Meanwhile, the judge who struck down the state's ban has set a Friday hearing to hear arguments on what she should order the state to do next. U.S. District Judge Barbara Crabb set the hearing for 1 o'clock.
Bob Haig, WSAU News.
A Slender Man stabbing update. A mental competency exam has now been ordered for one of the two 12-year-old girls accused of stabbing a classmate in Waukesha County. Here's the ruling from the court commissioner.
Based upon the court's review of the criminal complaint, the court does find probable cause for that specific purpose and will order that the Wisconsin Forensic Unit prepare the competency evaluation.
There's been no decision yet on whether this case will be moved into juvenile court. Teachers in the Marshfield School District are requesting an open forum meeting with the Board of Education. They say they would like to discuss, quoting here, concerns related to the everyday operation of the school district. Janet Preston is one of those representing the teachers at last night's school board meeting. She says some of the issues include increasing workloads for teachers, competitive compensation, and staff turnover.
It's imperative that our district find a way to address a major concern in regards to rewarding our professional staff so as to remain competitive with other top-performing districts and not just surrounding districts.
Teachers say they'd like that sit-down with the Board of Ed to happen before the next school year begins. Ministry Healthcare is dealing with a collection scam that affects some of their patients. A staff member got a call last week from a patient who had been getting collection letters from a company called NCC Commonwealth, claiming that they owed money to Ministry. Ministry's communications director, Jeffrey Hughes, says the patient was informed about payment options long before collections might happen. It's thought that this is a billing scam.
If you can't afford all of your hospital care, we set up plans and things like that with you, you know, at the very beginning, so you're not going to get these kinds of calls from collection agents.
Now, Ministry says if you are getting these fake collection calls and notices, you should contact them. We have a link at WSAU.com. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says he is looking forward after his loss. He says he will no longer be a leadership member of the House team. Cantor says he's going to step down as Majority Leader at the end of July. In a Capitol briefing, Cantor also thanked his colleagues and supporters and said he was optimistic for the future. The next chapter in the ongoing standoff over the sale of the Los Angeles Clippers will take place in July. That's when there'll be a hearing on Shelly Sterling's request to confirm that she's entitled to sell the team. Sterling's attorney had filed court papers yesterday morning. A full hearing is scheduled for July 7th. Now let's check the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
A light shower possible early on today, then partly cloudy, blustery, and cool, a high of 70, with a west wind at 15 to 25 miles an hour, gusting up to 30 miles an hour at times. Tonight, still breezy, with decreasing clouds, a low down to 46. On Friday, becoming mostly sunny, high 73. Saturday, increasing clouds and fairly pleasant out there, a high of 76. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Thank you, Justin. Again this morning, there are a few clouds around. The humidity is down. It's a real comfortable start. If you'd like a forecast first thing every morning to your cell phone or portable device, text the word weather to 39327. That's a service of King's Campers and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.